This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
But obviously, football has been top of mind on this station, top of mind on the New York sports fans' minds, and we've done a lot on Matt Stafford. We've done a lot on Aaron Rodgers. But I think we tend to forget, as Combine Week and the rumor mill is swirling, Tiki, you know, the Giants have other positions to fill.
They have a lot.
The Jets may not take a quarterback. They have positions to fill. Both teams at the top of the draft, and we're starting to get to learn a little bit more about the other non-quarterback prospects so far here in Indianapolis.
Yeah, no, and the biggest one, I think we haven't talked about this guy in a long time, but Travis Hunter is probably, next to Abdul Carter, you could argue with, the best athlete, the best prospect, the almost can't-miss prospect in this draft. Because he's so athletic, he's so dynamic, he can do it on both sides of the ball. I don't think a lot of people saw Colorado play this year, unless you specifically went out of your way to watch one of those games because it's so West Coast.
Yeah. But or you're a degenerate like me, Lugauer.
Exactly, you gamble and you can't help yourself. But like he had 1,400 yards receiving this year, and he was one of the top three or four cornerbacks in college football. So the idea that he could do both is real, and it's exciting to think about. The question is whether or not he can do it.
Yes. Okay, perfect segue into this. So Travis Hunter officially met the media, and all the NFL reporters that all descended on Indianapolis finally got to ask him questions. And I think we've kind of put Travis Hunter conversation on the back burner, number one, because it's not as sexy as talking quarterbacks, but number two, I think we all just kind of assumed, you know what, he's going to pick one side of the ball, probably cornerback, and then maybe have a sub package. But boy, that didn't sound like that's Travis Hunter's plans when he met the media today.
I did some meetings at receiver, did some meetings at DB, so still up in the air. They say nobody has ever done it for real the way I do it, but I tell them that I'm just different. I'm a different person.
He's right about that.
He is. I mean, the success he had on offense and defense in college, you haven't seen it before like that. I guess Charles Woodson did a little bit at Michigan.
Yeah.
You see it more in college just because it's, I don't want to say it's easier, but how many pros are you playing against on any college team unless you're in the SEC? And so you can get away with it in college, but it just doesn't happen in the NFL. I was trying to pick off the top of my head someone that has done it. The only person I could think of that I've seen recently was Jamal Agnew for the Jacksonville Jaguars. And it's not even really that because he was a cornerback who only played special teams because he wasn't a good cornerback.
Yeah.
But he's a heck of an athlete. So the Jags moved him to this slot gadget wide receiver where he actually had some production. But he didn't go both ways.
Right. There's a difference between going full-time both ways. I remember as a Giant fan, some might remember fullback Nikita Whitlock also played some defensive tackle, and he got in there on some pass rushing specialties. And that kind of novelty stuff is cool for a few snaps. But when you're talking about taking a top 10 pick, a top 5 pick, a third overall pick in the Giants case, obviously top 10 in the Jets case, and using it on a player like this, and that's where you heard Travis Hunter say he's met with teams that have wanted to talk to him about wide receiver, met with teams that wanted to talk to him about a corner. Man, Are you going all in thinking, how rare is it that I could fill two positions with a stud at both positions with one pick? Or do you kind of pull this thing off and go, man, he's this gung-ho about doing this. I don't know if I want to risk it. And I'll just say this, Tiki, before, I don't know how you feel as a player in doing this. I think Travis Hunter's a good kid. I think he's an absolute unicorn. If and only if his mentality is, I want to be the player that goes both ways, and that's what I want this team to do. Like, he's going to put up a stink. And I don't know that he will, but he clearly wants to. I would be out on Travis Hunter.
Really?
I would be out on Travis Hunter.
Are you kidding?
Here's the way I look at it, man.
Keep going.
I'll just explain this.
Keep going. Then I have a very important question
for
you. A very important one, and you better answer it honestly.
I will answer it honestly. To me, I am so scarred in the NFL by players constantly getting hurt, banged up. How many times do we talk about short week games with Thursday night football and how the players hate it and doing all of this?
Yeah.
Now you want to take a player at a premium pick playing two premium positions, wide receiver and corner, and tell me that you assume that this is just not going to enhance between the hits he would take and the other way of more injury. I don't want to have that much relying on a guy to play two positions, and then the moment he gets hurt, I'm screwed on both sides of the ball. To me, I don't think the risk is reward for a player. If Travis Hunter is so set and he's going to basically put up a fight, which maybe he won't, I'm out. I'm out.
All right. Babe Ruth was a myth. The greatest two-way player in the history of baseball, history of sport. He didn't ever really do both. Right. So when it came an issue with this Japanese player by the name of Shohei Ohtani, did anybody really believe that it was possible?
No.
Exactly. And if someone had come to you, Sean Morass, as a Yankee fan, and said, hey, we're going to get you Shohei Ohtani. He wants to and is going to both hit and pitch. Would you have said no?
I believe my answer at the time was I was not interested in a player on the
list.
And this is where I need Evan and his stupid crony to dig up the tweets. Right. And look, in hindsight, you see the way Shohei's been able to pull it. Now, look at the injuries he's had. Pitching-wise, that's happened.
True, but he had Tommy John and he just turned into a hitter.
And a DH, but it's also baseball team.
You're right.
He's not getting tackled over the middle every time he catches a pass.
No.
This isn't Colorado in the Big 12, where he's going to be running loose.
I was using it as an example that the impossible, because it is impossible what Shohei Ohtani is doing. I mean, nobody else has even gotten close to doing it on his level, including Babe Ruth, who did it. He was one of, or either. He wasn't ever doing both at the same time. So when I think about Travis Hunter, why can't Travis Hunter be that unicorn in the NFL? Now, he's not a physical specimen. This is the one thing that would give me a little pause, but not enough for me to say absolutely not. He's slight a little bit. But he's athletic. He didn't take a ton of hits as a wide receiver in college. As a DB, he's physical, but not overly so. Like, he's not running in and slamming his shoulder into guys trying to tackle him. But there is a mentality that he brings that I think is valuable to any team that he would be on. One, because he's so unique, and two, because all he cares about is being great.
Right?
He, like, and
you want that mentality.
I've told you this so many times. Like, what does it take to look into a guy's eyes and say, God, he's a really good college player, but I can tell he wants to be great as an NFL player. And if you can, like, see that and identify that, you want that player. To me, Travis Hunter is that player. That's beside all of the hype and the attention, the media glamour that will come his way if he's successful at it. Like, I think there's an enormous upside if he helps you win, and then he's also this iconic type player, like Shohei, but different way, obviously, that the NFL, and especially New York, has never seen.
Yeah, and the marketing for that would be through the roof, but I'm at a point in time, and I don't know where Jet fans would stand on this either, 888-808-1019. From a Giants point of view, though, just speaking from a fan, the Giants need talented players. Okay, and put the quarterback part aside. If they don't take a quarterback, they need an absolute beast, and Travis Hunter would be that. But, man, the last thing you want and the risk and reward and taking a guy third overall is to take a guy, you need him to be your number one corner, and he's so fixated on being a wide receiver, he misses two games like Malik Nabers did with a concussion. Now I'm missing two players, essentially, in the body. It's like an in and outie from Severance. Look, I understand the appeal. I understand the jaw-dropping nature of this. I understand seeing something and appreciating greatness that we've never seen. But to me, man, just get me a damn cornerback, or just get me a a damn wide receiver. Now, he wants to play full-time corner in a sub-package. I'm fine with that.
Right.
Full-time both ways, I want that nowhere near the Giants.
Yeah, but think about what that even means. Full-time, like most teams don't have their wide receivers on the field every single play. Right. So this, even if he does only have certain situations where he's playing on offense, I think the right coach with the right plan, like you're not going to go in and just say, all right, we'll figure this out as we go along. With the right plan, and honestly, this would take some consultation with Deion, as much as I hate to say that, because Deion did it very well for Travis Hunter at Colorado. But you have the right plan for him. I think it helps all sides of your team. Defensively, because he can't, I don't think he's going to be a shutdown type corner, but that's a fallacy in football anymore because nobody really does it that much.
But he clearly can run with wide receivers.
Exactly. He can run and
we'll
make
have
up
the
space.
Hands.
And
what
he can catch. Right. He can pick the ball off when it's there. But if you have the right plan and you manage it thoughtfully, like think about it, not just, hey, we got to throw this kid out there on defense. Hey, we're going to throw this kid out there on offense. But say, look, this is what we're going to do. In this package, he's going to do this. In this package, he's going to do that. And let him be full-time in that regard. I think it's valuable if you have a unique athlete like that. And Travis Hunter is. I mean, it's funny because before we got obsessed with the quarterback conversation in New York, the player that I actually wanted was Travis Hunter because he's the best player on the board.
Yeah, and I did too, but I was also under the impression, of course he's going to be a cornerback like Charles Woodson was, and maybe we get him a couple plays at wide receiver to have some fun. Just the idea of being full set in a team, maybe a team selling him on that, falling in love with it, you know, acts of desperation as we've talked about with the Giants. We could get two positions out of this. That scares me. And if I had the choice right now, and if it wasn't going to be quarterback, and you're telling me both quarterbacks are gone, and you're sitting there with Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter, man, give me the pass rusher then instead of fooling around with a guy who wants to play both ways.
Well, I think about the talent that it takes to do what he did at a college level. And then I think about how hard it is in college to do that, and if it translates. And that's the answer I don't have. I have no idea. Because for some kids, some players, college just feels easy. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's not really a challenge to them, and they can have success even if they're playing quality opponents. But once you get to the NFL, that changes, man. You're playing against superstar players from college every single week at every position. And so I hope it translates, but I do know this. He has a desire to be great. And more than anything, the Giants need players like that, just the desire to be great. And he's one. And he can be an example. And if he's successful at both, I tell you, it's a story for the ages. It really is. And he could be a superstar in this town.
All right. Now, the other folder that would turn me off. Let's say everything works out for, let's call it 3 years before you have to worry about picking up the option and then maybe do an extension.
Are you worried about how much you got to pay him?
No, well, think about this.
Pay him as a DB, a top DB,
let's say
a top wide receiver?
Let's
make $60 million a year?
Okay. I have always felt this way. And again, the Giants are live and survive year-to-year mode right now until we establish something,
right.
So I understand that. But we went through a long period in Giant history here where they weren't getting good enough players where they were giving second contracts out, okay? And I believe that when you take a player in the draft, specifically the first round, even more specifically in the top five of a draft, you plan on that player being a cornerstone player for you for a decade, right?
At least.
Okay. So you get 3 years into the Travis Hunter experience and he's cooking, okay? He's clearly earned the money. He is, you know, as you put it, billboards in Times Square. He's awesome. Hasn't gotten hurt yet. We have, in my opinion, on every muscle, bone, everything in his body, accelerated in the NFL. You go on both ways, 17 games, all of that. Now I'm in a spot where, is he going to break the bank? It would scare the hell out of me if he is successful in this contract to give him a second contract. And if I'm building a player for the next decade,
you're creating problems for yourself that don't even
exist.
But think
about it. Either I'm getting the problems
early.
You're
so paranoid as a Giant fan that you can't accept the potential of good stuff happening.
Maybe I am. But like, am I going to have to pay him like the top corner and wide receiver combine and break the bank? And then if we're not willing to do that, why did we just draft him to play the
game? Pay me now or it's time to part ways.
I think there's so many things that are fascinating about a guy who could be elite going both ways that to me just turn me off with building an organization. Tommy, you're a Giant fan. How do you stand on this?
I just, disagree that he's going to go 50-50. I think it's going to be more 90-10. I think he's going to be a corner. That's his best position 90% of the time, and he'll be more, I don't want to say gimmicky as a wide receiver.
But if you make him gimmicky, Tommy, then it loses its effectiveness because then everybody knows what he's doing.
But
you know what I mean?
I know what you're saying. Like, when he's on the field, they're going to think he's getting the ball.
Absolutely.
But I look at, like, what the Chiefs did. Obviously, Xavier Worthy is head and shoulders better as a wide receiver. He's not a corner. But right. I feel like Hunter can be that kind of guy where you use him near the goal line, big plays. You could hand it off to him. You could throw it to him. The Giants, this is where I disagree with Sean, they need playmakers. And I don't care what the guy's going to make down the line as far as money. They need guys that could impact. And you could get a player that could impact both sides of the ball. I'm all in on that.
Yeah, I think you figure it out later. Especially if you're not sold. I'm talking about the Giants now. If you're not sold on these two quarterbacks, you are, and especially if you figure it out in free agency with your quarterback. Let's just assume that happens. Yeah. You figure it out in free agency, trade for Matt Stafford, or get whoever, Derek Carr, what, it doesn't even matter. Like, you figure out your quarterback to an extent in free agency, and you get to the draft at the end of April, and Cam Ward goes, Shedeur Sanders goes, and you're sitting there at three. The Giants, the best available player on the board, that's who you take, and especially if he's a playmaker. And then you figure out what that playmaking as a Giant's going to look like later. To me, that's why he's so appealing. Even if he, because look, even if he's saying to himself, or saying to us explicitly, I want to play both ways. I am going to go play both ways in the NFL. It doesn't mean he's going to actually force his way to doing that.
That's my fear. I don't think he will.
He's going to be disgruntled, gets drafted three overall by the Giants, and they only let him play 20% of the offensive plays. What? He's going to be pissed off. Like, what's he going to do?
Well, what if the team is losing, and he is only playing that percentage of plays, and then it does become an issue? I'm looking to limit the amount of issues on this team. And I'm in love with the playmaking ability. I totally hear you guys out. Just there's so many, when I rate the cons of it scare the death out of me. They just do.
Now, this is the time of year during the combine where there's a lot of rumors. We as fans, we like to connect the dots. We do the Brian Windhorst. Now, why would they do that? We made a lot out of the Giants hiring Kelly Stafford's brother, Matthew Stafford's brother-in-law. Mm-hmm. The Giants also hired Troy Brown as an offensive assistant. Now we know Troy for playing. Is this them, the Giants, sort of tipping their hand? Troy obviously
Brown was also one of those.
Forgot they made that hire.
One of the more successful guys to be a receiver, be a corner. Right. Is that them sort of thinking, hey, if we do draft Travis, we have Troy Brown now in the building, a guy that could help him not only navigate the waters, that's but also coach him up?
And Troy Brown was a receiver first.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. And then later in his career, he started getting packages
as a
defensive back.
Right.
I mean, maybe that's the way it goes. He's a full-time wide receiver, and then you need him in sub-packages as a nickel corner.
Oh, we can't have that, though, Tiki.
Why?
If you're taking, you just spent the pick on Malik Nabers last year. You take him in the first round, you don't have a number one corner on the team.
I know, but he is a number one corner.
I know, but see, that's the other thing. If it's going to be a 90-10 or an 80-20, 70-30, the majority, he's got to be the number one corner on the team. We have a number one wide receiver.
No, you're right. You're probably right. But still, I mean, at the end of the day, I am intrigued by the potential of a player like this because you simply don't see them, right? And it's one thing not to see him. It's another to have a kid want to do that much, right? Want to be great at both sides. And even if he falls short of it, he's going to be great at something.
Right.
At least that's my view on this. And I think the one thing the Giants have lacked in volume, because they've had it in certain players. They had it Saquon. They obviously have it with Malik Nabers. To an extent, Tyrone Tracy's this way as well. But they've lacked these big play athletes.
Yes.
These guys who get the ball in their hands and it's like, holy crap, you see that? Or as a DB, man, did you see that coverage interception, whatever, taking it back to the... Like, you don't see that with the Giants.
No.
Every team has somebody like that. The Giants don't have many. And haven't had many.
That's the difference in all those one-score games, Joe Shane brought
100%.
Up.
And so the more of those type players you can put on your team, I think the better. And Travis Hunter has the potential to do it both ways. I know why I was originally all in on him before we got obsessed with the quarterback conversation in New York. It's because he's so dynamic and can do it both ways.
Tiki's all in. I am kind of trending towards all out on Travis Hunter. Where do you stand? Do you want a Shohei Ohtani-type player in New York on the football field, and can it even work out? 888-808-1019. I'm trying to say zero instead of O's today. How about that?
Why?
I don't know.
I mean, technically it is a zero.
Yeah.
I mean, O is a...
is a letter.
What is an O? Yeah. O is a letter.
O is a letter.
Yeah, and an O is not on your phone. I like that, Sean.
888-808-1019. Bang. A potential big ticket item for the Giants in free agency is temporarily off the market. The best offensive lineman that would have been available via free agency, Trey Smith, the guard from the Chiefs, has gotten the franchise tag from Kansas City within the last few minutes. So that's an option for the Giants at guard out the window. So cue up the Will Evan Neal move to guard rumors.
I mean, just do it. Let's just stop with the nonsense and put him at guard. Maybe he gets reinvigorated and finds some fire to be great at guard because he has not been a good tackle at all.
You mark my words. We will get those Evan Neal calls in March once free agency starts if they don't land a guard. 888-808-1019. More on the fact that Jason Dominguez can't field in left field coming up within the hour as well. Pat in Weston, Connecticut starts us on the phones. Pat, what's up, man?
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. I was saying to the I really agreed with you, Sean, that, you know, I love you, Tiki, but, you know, I look at Travis Hunter. He's not the number one wide receiver, and he's not the number one cornerback. And we have some good rookies on offensive ready, but none of them are going to be successful until we get a line. And I want to draft that big giant guy out of LSU.
Right. Pat, thanks for the call. I appreciate that. There's a couple things you said there. First of all, I believe Travis Hunter would be the number one wide receiver if he was drafted as a number one wide receiver in the draft. There's some
Will Campbell, by the way. That's who
he's about the offensive lineman.
Yeah, Will Campbell.
There's Will Johnson, the corner from Michigan, that might be a better outright corner than Travis Hunter.
Yeah, bigger. He's 6'2", 200 pounds.
But as far as the offensive line stuff goes, okay, and I just mentioned Trey Smith coming off the board. I understand building from the trenches.
I'm not really against that.
Imagine going through what we went through last year.
Oh, man.
And obviously, we all understand what's going on with the quarterback situation, Stafford, so we're trying to eliminate from the process. To not end up with either of the quarterbacks that you scouted heavily, not take Travis Hunter, who, and I know I'm making the case as to why not, not take Abdul Carter, the pass rusher, and walk out of this at third overall with Will Campbell, is that the name?
Yeah, Will Campbell. 6'6", 320. He's massive.
He might be great. Might be an all-pro. It would feel very unfulfilling.
It would, but would it be the better way to go? I mean, just to entertain his answer. Because look,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
Everybody who's thinking about the Giants and the draft right now and free agency, they're thinking about quarterback and playmakers.
Yeah.
Right? Because we are deficient at corner. We know that. We've had issues. Maybe some of that is scheme, but whatever it is. I think there's talent there, obviously, but it just hasn't felt like it's come together. So you want to address that in some capacity. As great as Malik Nabers is and Wando Robinson with all the catches that he had last year, they still need more playmakers offensively. But he might be right. Like if you can't open running lanes for the backs, if you can't protect your quarterback, what the heck are you doing with all the talent?
I don't disagree. And getting a monster tackle, the Jets are a perfect example. It wasn't sexy last year when they went with Olu Fashanu and didn't get Brock Bowers making all the plays. But guess what? Are the Jets set up for the better now that we know that he's going to be a left tackle? No doubt about it. But here's what I would say. If you're going to sit there at 3 and take Will Campbell, that tells me, and just do the math, both quarterbacks might be gone, meaning in theory the two best players are on the board.
Yep.
Or one of the quarterbacks is up there and you're not going to want to take him, which tells me you will find a trade partner. And if I'm going to take Will Campbell, I would rather, maybe you get Will Campbell depending on how far you'd have to slide back anyway.
No, I can't argue with what you're saying.
And maybe get a first rounder next year that could be used on a quarterback.
No, you're right, because there's so many desirable players. The quarterbacks are one, but then obviously the best on the big board, meaning forget position, the best value is Travis Hunter, followed immediately with Abdul Carter, who has that foot injury that we stress factor in his foot, debating whether or not he's going to have surgery or not. I've heard many people talking about this. I think, and I agree with him, it's going to have zero effect on his draft status.
Yeah.
It's not like he has a chronic patella injury or something like that. It's a stress fracture that will be fixed, and it will probably never be an issue again. He's still going to get drafted pretty high. But if you're right, as I didn't even think about it from that perspective. If one of the quarterbacks is available and one of the top two players, Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter, is available, somebody's going to want to come there.
Right. Maybe it's the Raiders. Maybe it's the Jets.
Right. And then you can go get more assets by trading back.
Imagine getting a team's first rounder that might be trading up because they don't have a quarterback, meaning they could be at the top of the draft next year, which gives you two first-rounders. And, if it's 6 or 7, like if it's a Jet or Raider-type team, Will Campbell might be there anyway.
Right.
So, yeah, I actually think that's, the more we've talked this through, a bad idea at third overall. Mario in Long Beach. Mario, what's up, man?
What's up, Mario?
What's going on, Sean and Tiki? How's it going, guys?
All good, dude.
You know, I noticed something very interesting, what you were saying earlier about keeping players that are home run hitters.
Yeah.
I think you were saying.
Yep.
Well, that's why they shouldn't have let Saquon go.
No doubt.
They only had one.
No doubt.
They shouldn't have let him go.
Well, I mean, they got Malik Nabers. Malik Nabers, but it'd be nice to have Malik and Saquon. But I'm just...
Could you imagine? Wait a minute. How about Ingram, too? They could have had a tight end.
Right? Yeah, but he
hasn't been as great as everybody thought.
No. Wait a minute, Sean. You're wrong. 100 catches the last 2 years in an All-Pro. That's not great.
Right. No, he's been actually really good down in Jacksonville. But just so you know, because I've called a couple of those games, Mario, it's really just 5-yard passes.
Yeah. Check down Charlie. Reading the stats, that's where you make it. Watch enough games. Evan Ingram's still not great at it.
No, he's good. He's really good.
He's better than what they have, right?
No doubt. He is. I mean, we'll see what Theo Johnson turns into, but he has been better than the alternative. That's
now, now my point. Real quick point on Travis Hunter. I agree with you, Tiki. I think Sean's making a problem before it exists. Don't worry about that.
Where has that happened before?
Listen, I think you have a bigger risk taking a quarterback because they could bust and be nothing than you do with taking him. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate you, Mario. Look, that is the challenge with the quarterback. Right? If the quarterback is a first-year bust, it's like it's over.
Yeah.
Dire straits. Forget it. We're sucked. We're set back a decade. If your cornerback or wide receiver has a rough first year, it's like, yeah, he'll be fine.
Or
it's just a perception of the position.
Or you could still get something out of him. Like, perfect example, and this isn't a top 10 pick, but let's talk about Tay Banks for the Giants. They took him at 22 overall corner. He has been disappointing through 2 years, and I think last year very clearly proved he is not ready or is a number one corner. But guess what? You play three corners on the field at the same time. If he was a quarterback and was like that, you'd be like, all right, I'm no business.
Yeah, I can't use him.
The Giants could play Deontay Banks as their second outside corner and live with it.
Right. Or just at some point, throw him in the nickel.
Right. Absolutely. Frank in Bed-Stuy. Frank, what's up?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's up, man?
How are you?
We are doing well.
So again, Kiki, love you. You know,
appreciate
old
you.
Running back. You deserve to be in the Hall, you and Boomer.
One of these days.
Yeah. So my point about Travis Hunter, I want you guys, and I'm glad you mentioned this one. A offensive lineman just got tagged. What is the tag right now for a cornerback, and what is the tag right now for a wide receiver? He's going to want to come in as a wide receiver and stay there. Not necessarily stay there, but he's not going to come in as a cornerback because that's not where the money is.
Yeah, well, I think the tag for the wide receiver's got to be getting close to 30 because there's a bunch of players that are...
What did T. Higgins get tagged out last year, right?
Yeah, but I'd have to look at it. I haven't seen it recently.
Okay. $26 million for a wide receiver and $20 million for a corner. That's a big difference, $6 million.
It is a big difference.
It's a big chunk of change.
Well, I mean, what that tells you is that the going rate for the free agent is essentially the tag. That's where it starts. You start at the tag. So if XYZ player is a free agent wide receiver and he's one of the top wide receivers in the game, his agent's going to say, well, the franchise tag is 26. I need to start like 10% higher than that, and I need to be at $28 million.
See, the only thing that's backwards about that, and look, that's just pure basic finance, is that if I was a team and it ever got to the point of free agency, I'm more likely to spend the big money on the corner knowing how much harder it is to find those guys in the draft every year, where it feels like we are just pumping out wide receivers in every draft now,
right? No, I agree with you. The wide receiver is easier to find because there are so many elite athletes in college playing wide receiver.
Right.
Every year you see it.
Right.
Every year there are three or four guys, some of whom you didn't even know. I didn't know Puka Nacua. I didn't know who he was.
Before that, Cooper Kupp was another
Cooper
guy.
Cooper Kupp was the same way. There's a bunch of them like that that just turn out to be fantastic NFL players.
Then
Ladd McConkey.
Yeah.
I thought that kid was no way. This little skinny white
of
kid
course.
From Georgia, there's no way he's going to be good.
Well,
he's one of the best rookie wide receivers in the game.
Him and Bowers. I mean, Georgia wasn't
Bowers,
the same issue without
Bowers,
him.
Bowers you knew was a stud from... If Bowers could have been drafted after his 18-year-old freshman year in Georgia, he would have went in the top five.
Kyle Pitts screwed Brock Bowers.
Probably.
People soured on being able to take a tight end that high. Like, how many times are you going to do this? Remember O.J. Howard?
Yes.
And Brock Bowers debunked the whole thing.
Right.
Yeah, and based on what you're saying there, it might be in Travis's best interest to be a corner, because if you could be an elite corner, there's less elite corners than there are wide receivers. But I look at it this way. If he's a great wide receiver or he's a great corner, Giants need both of those things.
Right.
I know Malik is great, but you need multiple great wide receivers now in that passing game. So whichever way he goes, if he goes 50-50, he goes 90-10, and whatever he's great at, he's a great football player, and the Giants need great football players. That's why I would take him.
Still scared. Still scared off. Kevin and Paramus. Kevin, what's up?
What's up, Kevin?
How we doing, guys?
We're good.
Pleasure to be with you. So everything is based on if you get a quarterback. If Carter's not there, you have to trade back. And you got to get big people. If they're going to compete with the Eagles, you got to get big.
Yeah.
You got to have big offensive linemen. You get a big defensive tackle if it's the guy from Michigan.
Mason Graham, yeah. Build in the trenches.
And
the Eagles win in the trenches.
And I'm going to say one more guy. The Giants need grit. They are a soft football team right now. And they need some toughness injected into their team. I wouldn't even mind seeing them if they traded back. I know it's a little bit, they got guys at the position, but that tight end from Penn State, those guys bring toughness to your team, and they need that.
Right, Tyler Warren.
Travis Hunter's a great player, but he's flash.
I don't know. Kevin, the only thing I'll say is Travis Hunter ate some hits over the middle this year, watched a lot of Colorado. I think he's tougher than you give him.
No, he definitely is.
And when you play both ways,
he's like that angry... star, you know what I mean? Like, he's great, and everybody knows he's great, and everybody talks about him as being great, but he still feels like internally he's disrespected. So he's angry, and he plays angry. And I think that's like there's an attitude when you have a player like Jeremy Shockey was like that. As he was great, and everybody knew he was great, but he always felt like he was disrespected.
Yeah,
and so he played angry, and he was awesome because of it.
The long blonde hair.
Hunter played every single snap as a receiver in a corner. One thing he does not have is toughness. He's a tough kid.
You cannot
play every single snap every single game at that level and not be tough. You can't question his toughness.
We will continue this conversation, plus ask, do we now have definitive proof there's a golfer tougher than any football player as well?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive.
Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.